Fully plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. Okay, dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for some lasagna pancake recipe or something. But real quick, just remember dirty laundry. Fridays at midnight, CFRC 101.9 FMK. Yeah, see you right, bye.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and all that? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun?
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Palche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. Adam, hello and welcome.
Yes, Dave, hello, and hello, listeners out there. A lot of good music coming up on this edition of the program. Coming up, we're going to be hearing some music from MJ Lenderman, Being Dead. We're going to hear material, brand new music, actually, from Jordy Greep, former lead singer of Black Midi, has a new solo record out. We're going to hear also new Godspeed, The Smile, Shadow Show have a new single we're going to be previewing, as well as music from The Vipers. We're going to be playing Richard Laviolette, The Retail Simps, as well as some brand new material from the Linda Lindas. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, we got lots in store, so stay tuned. You want to give us a call, the numbers in Windsor are 519-971-3630, or Detroit, it's toll-free and out of town. Toll-free and out of town?
Well, it is. I mean, it's both. Neither is exclusive. No, but really, you can give us a toll-free call from out of town or even...
around the world.
This is a little secret.
It's not around the world. It's not really a secret.
Okay, it's not a secret, but give us a call at 1-855-344-2526. That's 1-855-DIG-CJAM. And as always, we encourage you to check out the website. That's revrock.blogspot.com. There we have articles and playlists of the music we love and the bands we play. And speaking of the bands we play, we're going to be celebrating an anniversary with this first song from a 1984 record by the one and only band from the UK, The Fall.
Yeah, we're going to hear something from the wonderful and frightening world of The Fall. It has some pretty cool songs on there.
It has some excellent songs. And even though this was not Brixie Smith's first record with the band, this was, I think, the first where you really heard her pop influence really come into play. And you're hearing songs that really managed to get some airplay and some radio play in a way that the Fall never had prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
And you really hear the expansion of their sound to getting greater pop sensibilities, but of course, staying true to those weird avant-garde punk and garage roots as well. And I think we're going to be hearing a track that leans more to the latter than the former with this. The second song on the record, 2x4.
All right, you're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM.
Oh, ashes packed away. And this rap feels strange news. Moan in circles by the devil. It's
music there from Linda Lindos. Actually, it is a brand new song from their brand new record. It is the title track from No Obligation. This thing's getting some good press already, and the Linda Lindos, just the evolution and the growth they've had as a band ever since they broke out with that one song, Sexist Racist Boy, has been incredible. And yeah, going strong as this great intersectional post-punk act. Amazing stuff. This is Adam with Dave, and you're listening to Revolution Rock. We're broadcasting originally out of CJAM 99.1 FM here in Windsor, Ontario. And, of course, we're also syndicated throughout many different stations throughout Canada. Whatever station you're hearing us from, thank you for tuning in. Also, thank you for tuning in if you're listening to us from the iHeartRadio app or online at cjam.ca.
Before that, we heard new music from the band Lice.
Mm-hmm.
And they have an album out called Third Time at the Beach.
Third Time at the Beach, I guess, ever. No, Lice is a cool new group coming from the UK. I think they're really following that trend of a lot of great bands like English Teacher or Black Country New Road. Kind of that very intellectual post-punk, talky post-punk sort of sound. I'm really digging this record and digging the track we heard. It was titled Moan in Circles.
Before that, we heard music from Bloodshot Bill, from Bloodshot Bill's latest album, Diary of the Doom, which is out on High Tide Recordings. This is an all-instrumental album, and we heard the track called Stretcher. And then we started off with a track from the wonderful and frightening world of The Fall in celebration of the album's 40th anniversary.
Yeah, that's right. Released 40 years ago this week. A fantastic record, the second with Brixie Smith as guitarist, and you can really hear her influence on this. Again, really emphasizing a lot of the pop elements compared to the band's previous discography, but of course, still entrenched a lot in garage, in punk, and of course, that ever prevalent surf element as well, which has always been a part of The Fall sound. People don't talk about it nearly as much as I think they ought to, but definitely influenced a lot of groups such as Pixies to also augment post-punk and surf rock as a sound. Another band that you could even argue have done that to an extent is who we're going to be playing next to open up this set. A band that I didn't even realize were still making music. They had a compilation out, I believe it was last year, but this is a brand new release from the band Vipers.
Yeah, based out of Toronto. They have a new album, self-titled, coming out in November, and they put out a new single called Sweet Change. We're going to hear it to start off this next set. We're also going to hear brand new music from the band Fake Fruit, Pressure Pin, based out of Montreal, and also Cult Crime. They put out a demo last year. Cult Crime's a band featuring Matt Menard, who plays in Psychic Void, and Brain Itch, and a few other bands, and they had a single put out through Ugly Pop, a 7-inch. So it's, I believe it's a slightly different mix or version of this song, but we're going to hear a song from the Gone Too Long single to end out the next set. But we're starting off with music from Vipers. So let's get started. This is Sweet Change here on Revolution Rock.
I'm beneath his head was the thing that stood over my head. The water a thrasher, the life fading fast, alone thereafter, the monster of the past.
Barely move. If you want us to
his philosophy. You do this, and it's done. And then you die.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host Dave, joined by Adam. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. We heard kind of a new old song there.
Yeah, that one was very interesting. It's by the band Cult Crime, and that was released previously, but this one is interesting because even though the previous release was technically a demo, this is now featured as an official single on Ugly Pop.
Yeah, really cool stuff. This is music recorded and written by Matt Menard, who plays in Psychic Void and a few other bands. And they've been doing shows lately. And I think initially when he made these recordings, it was just him on all the instruments. Not 100% sure on that, actually. But anyways, they put two of the songs out as a single. So I think they were remixed, and I think there is a different intro. We heard the A-side of that single called Gone Too Long, out on Ugly Pop Recordings, which you can get now. Prior to that, we heard music from a band that comes all the way from Switzerland. This is a new album out on the Voodoo Rhythm record label. And we heard a band called O Telephone. We heard the song Repo Man from their latest release, Kill, Kill, Kill. Prior to that,
we had a little bit of a lulling, not an instrumental, but an acoustic number there from Dog Day. And they go kind of between folky numbers to garage rock. A great band from Halifax with their new album, A T-Shirt with Writing on It. We heard the track Too Soon. And very appropriately, we played Dog Day after that previous song, Death of a Dog.
By The Great Divides. This is from a forthcoming album by an Aussie band out of Australia called The Great Divides. We already said that.
Well, that's the band, but the album is going to be titled I'm Sure.
Yeah, it's going to be coming out in November on Spoil Sport Records. They always have cool stuff, and we've played a lot of their material on this show. Prior to that, we heard music from Montreal's Pressure Pin. This is a band fronted by Kenny Smith out of Montreal, and there's an EP out on Mothland Recordings called Polyurethane,
yeah. And we heard the title track from that EP. And we should note that Kenny Smith is actually a member of La Securité, and that I forget whom, but it was one of the members of Mono Negatives, did the album artwork. So really great connections for that. If you are a fan of either of those groups, chances are you're going to enjoy this EP.
Prior to that, we heard music from Fake Fruit, who I believe are from California. We heard the song See It That Way from Mucho Mistrust. And then we started the set off with new music from Toronto's Vipers. As mentioned, they hadn't put anything out in quite some time. And then last year, a collection of unreleased demos were released. And now there's a new single called Sweet Change from a forthcoming album that's going to be coming out in November of this year.
Yeah, so excellent to hear new music coming out of this Toronto group. As I said, they were kind of overlooked during their time, so I'm glad they're coming back with this record. We're going to be playing a lot from it, I'm sure. Also a band whose music we've played a lot of over the years, and I'm sure we will continue to, has been Shadow Show. Earlier this year, they released a fantastic record, and they've just actually have this announcement of this new single, and we're going to preview a track from it. So the single itself is going to be a split with two tracks. It's going to be Baba Yaga and Spy Balloon. And so we're going to play side two of the single, Spy Balloon.
Yep.
Do you know when that single is actually going to be dropped?
It's out and already sold out.
Oh, it's already out. So great. So chances are, if you're going to want to hear it in any official means, you'll have to go to their Bandcamp page.
Yeah, I believe it's already sold out as well.
That's incredible. Maybe they'll do another pressing. I'm not sure. But of course, you know, Shadow Show, great Detroit band. We've seen them live a number of times, and they definitely take a lot, not only from garage rock, but from a lot of girl groups that have come from the 60s and 70s. And so it's very appropriate in this set. We're going to be paying homage to that sort of influence for a number of the bands we're going to be playing thereafter.
Yeah, we're going to hear a couple 80s girl garage groups, the Delmonas and the Head Coatees. The Head Coatees are notable for having Holly Golightly in the group, at least in this era of the band. This was a band actually that was initially put together to be the backing band for Billy Childish's band, the Head Coats. Mm-hmm. He's notorious for changing band members and having multiple bands often.
And band names.
And he worked with them on these songs, I believe. The majority of the songs were songs he wrote, but they also did covers and their own versions of stuff. And we're going to hear, actually, their version of the song Davy Crockett, Gabba Hey. Now, this was a song that's actually recently been featured in the show The Bear, mm-hmm. which I haven't seen yet, but I've heard very good things. And also, they've had a very great soundtrack. A lot of really cool bands in this show musically. So we're going to hear that. And then we're also going to hear, back in 2008, Ty Segall's early band, Traditional Fools, covered that song. So it's a little different, and I think they kind of forgot the lyrics.
Well, let's just say
they rearranged it. You'll hear the difference.
Yeah, you'll hear that version. Yeah. And then, you know, it makes sense. We'll trail back at the end of that set to play something from the Head Coats. And you're going to want to stay tuned for the rest of the program. We'll still have another hour afterwards with music from M.G. Lenderman, Being Dead, The Smile, Richard Laviolet, and Bobby Tenderloin, just to name a few.
Yeah. sweet lesson in the day. The night is dark with a thousand stars, and I can't see with, and I'm working. I'm working every day a little harder, and I can see it. And I look forward, I look forward to nothing at all, to nothing. And they all seem to have a purpose, but I stay working, and leaving's worthless, but I'm still working to nothing at all, to nothing at all.
Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Casador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details. It speaks to me.